You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Sunday told the faithful that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be ready to meet with the Lord. Speaking to the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square for the Sunday Angelus, the Pope also said that it is not sufficient to lead a life of faith. A Christian life, he said, must also be fueled by charity. Recalling the parable of the 10 virgins, the Pope said, "One must not wait for the last moment of our lives to collaborate with God's grace. You must do it now," he said, quoting from the liturgical reading in which the Lord said to the foolish virgins, "Stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Francis explained that Jesus is telling us that staying awake does not mean only not to fall asleep. It's an exhortation to be prepared.
Che vegliare non significa soltanto non dormire, ma essere preparati.
The lamp, the Pope said, is the symbol of faith that illuminates our lives. Oil, he continued, is the symbol of charity which fuels the lamp, making the light of faith fruitful and credible. A life that is poor in charity, he said, is devoid of true light.
Se ci lasciamo guidare da ciò che ci appare più comodo,
if we let ourselves be guided by what appears to be most convenient, seeking only to protect and nurture our interests, the Pope said our lives become sterile and incapable of giving life to others.
Incapace di dare vita agli altri.
In this way, he continued, we do not store a stock of oil for the lamp of our faith, which will be extinguished by the time of the Lord's coming, or even before that. The condition to be ready to meet with the Lord, Pope Francis said, is not only faith, but a Christian life full of love and charity for our neighbour. He urged Christians always to be vigilant and to try to do good through actions of love, sharing and service to our brothers in difficulty, so we can serenely await the arrival of the groom. We know, he continued, that the Lord may come at any time,
il Signore potrà venire in qualunque momento.
But even the slumber of death will not scare us if we have a supply of oil that we have accumulated through good works every day.
Accumulata con le opere buone di ogni giorno.
Faith, he said, inspires charity, and charity safeguards faith.
La fede ispira la carità, e la carità custodisce la fede.
After the Angelus prayer, the Pope recalled the beatification ceremony that took place in Madrid on Saturday, during which Vicente Queralta Loré and 20 of his martyred companions, and José María Fernández Sánchez and 38 of his martyred companions were proclaimed blessed. They were all killed in hatred for the faith, the Pope said, during the religious persecution that took place during the 1936-37 Spanish Civil War. Pope Francis concluded giving thanks to God for the great gift of these witnesses of Christ and of the Gospel. I'm Linda Bordoni.